Time after time, completely unconsciously, that sense reached out to other couples who approached, to touch and to affect their minds so insidiously that they did not know that they were being steered away from that tree in whose black moon shadow sat the lensman and the nurse. Finally, the long conversation came to an end, and Kinnison assisted his companion to her feet. Her frame was straighter. His eyes held a new and brighter light. "By the way, Kin," she asked idly as they strolled back toward the ballroom, "who is this Clono by whom you were swearing a while ago? Another spaceman's god, like Noshup Kenning, of the Valerians?"
"Something like him, only more so," he laughed. "A combination of Noshup Kenning, some of the gods of ancient Greeks and Romans, all three of the fates, and quite a few other things as well. I think originally from Corvina, but fairly widespread through certain sections of the galaxy now. He's got so much stuff, teeth and horns, claws and whiskers, tail and everything, that he's much more satisfactory to swear by than any other space god I know of."
"But why do men have to swear at all, Kin?" she queried, curiously. "It's so silly."
"For the same reason that women cry," he countered. "A man swears to keep from crying. A woman cries to keep from swearing. Both are sound psychology. Safety valves. Means of blowing off excess pressure that would otherwise blow fuses or burn out tubes."
Chapter 3. Day Ex Machina. In the library of the Port Admiral's richly comfortable home, a room as heavily guarded against all forms of intrusion as was his private office, two old but active gray lensmen sat and grinned at each other like the two conspirators which in fact they were. One took a squat, red bottle of Phaolin from a cabinet and filled two small glasses. Phaolin is a stimulating, although non-intoxicating beverage prepared from the fruit of a Cravenian shrub, Phaeolascastus augustifolius Barnstead, much in favor as a ceremonial drink among those who can afford it. The glasses clinked, rim to rim.
"Here's to love," Haines gave the toast.
"Ain't it grand," Surgeon Marshal Lacey responded.
"Down the hatch," they chanted in unison, and action followed word.
"You aren't asking if everything stayed on the beam?" This from Lacey.
"No need. I had a spy ray on the whole performance."
"You would. You're the type. However, I would have too if I had had a panel of them in my office."
"Well, say it, you old space hellion."
Lacey grinned again, albeit a trifle wryly.
"Nothing to say, Sawbones. You did a grand job, and you've got nothing to blow a jet about.